We had a great time and Eddie did a good job. And we didn't have quite as many people here this year as what we did before, but we had a great time. And just want to let thank everybody that was able to be here and provide refreshments and all. It was a really, really good time. Now, before, this is my fault. I failed to do, y'all can read this back there in the back, right? I hold it up really high. I failed to make a slide of this, but just for your information, next Sunday evening, 5 o'clock here in the building, in auditorium, we will be showing this movie, The Nativity Story. And this is a really, really great one, and so I encourage you to come and participate in that. Now, why do we have this slide up here that says the Edgehill School of Biblical Studies, and why do I not have a microphone on? Well, first of all, my wife has always said I don't need a microphone for people to hear me. Y'all can hear me back there, right? They can because they're laughing. Brian has the microphone on because we're doing tag team this morning. He's actually going to be sharing with you, with all of us, some information about the what we are planning and trying to put together, the Edgehill School of Biblical Studies. And he's going to go through and show what this is all about and what's happening with it, what we want to happen with it. This is a school that is designed to give in-depth Bible study for adults and all. And so we want you to know about that. And here's our plan. The elders, Brian came to us back a while ago and said, hey, he's been going to the school, by the way, and through the Sunset Bible School. I've been learning, and he wanted to be able to share that with other people and make it available to other people. And so Brian has in his heart a desire to let people know God's Word and teach people God's Word. And we're working on making him a preacher, by the way. Hey, don't tell him I said that, though. You know, that's, by the way, that's kind of how I got started in all of this, all right? But what Brian came to us, to the elders, and said, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to be able to start a Bible school here and open it up to churches all around the area. And so we are 100% on board with that. And so here's where the process is in all of this. This morning, Brian is going to present a lesson basically outlining what the school is all about, what's involved in it, and so forth. You will have opportunity at the end, if you are interested in participating in this, to pre-register or sign up for this. We're at a point where we're trying to figure out, is this something that there is a great amount of interest in the area to have? And so obviously to make that happen, we've got to have students. So that's what we're really, what we're doing. And our goal and our plan, rather, is that beginning the first of the year, Brian is going to take this lesson around to area churches and present it to them, try to see how many other people, how many students we can get for the school. And so today, he's presenting it to us first, so that he can kind of practice that, but also to let us in on it first and know what's going on and give you the opportunity to ask questions and to see what the plan is. From there, this is going to be happening throughout the spring, that he's going to be going around to congregations and sharing this and trying to get the people interested in signing up for it. And then the goal is for us over the summertime, if we have enough people that are interested in doing this, for us to be getting all the final stuff together so that next fall we will be ready to start our first classes. It'll be here at the building, and Brian's going to go over all the details of all that, but that's our goal, is for us to try to find out, first of all, how many folks are interested in having some in-depth Bible studies, and this is a diploma classes, certificates, and so forth, and Brian will go through all the details of all those particular things. But we got to find out how many people are interested first, and then we hope to be able to start this, like I said, next fall, to begin our first semester of the Edgehill School of Bible Study. So listen to what Brian has to say. Afterwards, we'll pass out cards. Anybody that you want to sign up now, you have questions afterwards, come and see mainly Brian or myself, see the other elders, whatever. Let us know what your thoughts are on this, all right? So Brian, come on up and share with us the details.
No, any lesson's gotta have from God's Word, correct?
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about God's Word, and I'm gonna talk to you why I think this is needed this time and age. Very first verse I want you to look at this morning, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. And so, another verse that a lot of us know right offhand. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 tells you, to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, the workman who does not need to be ashamed and can correctly handle the truth. I think that's so often when we realize that we need to correctly handle the truth. So often we come in here on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights and we bring our Bibles, but when we go home, that Bible goes right on the bookshelf. So often we don't do that deeper study that we need to do to learn God's Word. With this school, I think it will give us an opportunity and give you some more reasons why I think we need it. But one of the reasons we need it is what we read earlier. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed. It is used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the servants of God may be thoroughly equipped to do for every good work. That's what is God-breathed. Do we really take that into consideration when we have God's Word in our hand? It's God-breathed, that is from Him, and what it truly means to us. And it's to make us thoroughly equipped. I love that last part, to make us thoroughly equipped. If we come in here on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, do we really think we're going to be thoroughly equipped? And I think that's what we need to consider about. Because let me give you some statistics of what's been going on in America today. I don't think the problem of America is our president. I think our problem in America is what's been happening to Christianity over the years. Look at the statistics. 1992, the average person that went to church was 22%. That's not a big number, is it? 95, it dropped down to 20.5%. 1999 has been dropping, it dropped down to 19%. 2002, it dropped down to 18% for those who go to church on a regular basis. It is 2015. What do you think the percentage is now? So we have a problem in this country today. It's a problem that we don't have the truth out there. We don't have it out there where people are going to it. So we have a problem out there. 2 Timothy 2:23-35 is further down, reads this. Don't have anything to do with foolish or stupid arguments, because you know the proper that produces quarrels. As the Lord's servant, we must not be quarrelsome. Instead, we must be kind to one another. And to do what? Be able to teach. We all have that responsibility as Christians, to be able to teach. In the world today, they want us to fight and argue. They want us to be tolerant. They want us to get in that argument. But what good does it do if we sit there and argue, win the battle, and walk away, and we've lost a brother and sister in Christ? A future brother and sister in Christ. We got to get the truth out there. We, as it says, be gentle instruction for the hope that God will gain them repentance, leading them to the what? The knowledge of truth. And that's what we need to do as Christians. We all have that responsibility. And the only way we're going to be able to have to do that responsibility is become stewards of God's Word.
Right.
Of God's Word that will God breathe. How important that is. Questions we need to ask ourselves, and these are big questions. What will the church of tomorrow look like? We saw the statistics earlier where we're heading. What will our church look like tomorrow, 5 years from now? Where will this congregation be? 10 years from now, where will this congregation be? 20 years from now, where will the congregations in the Tri-City areas be? 10, 20 years down the road. These are something that we need to look at as a congregation, as individuals, and even as the congregations, when I go to the other congregations and talk to them about, they need to look at. Who are our future leaders of the church? Are we preparing our future leaders? Who's going to replace for us, Ray, Jerry, and all the others and deacons of this congregation? We got to prepare for the church, the future of this congregation. And the only way we're going to prepare them is make sure they're thoroughly equipped, as what we talked about earlier. What are we doing for training for them? What kind of training are we doing to prepare our future leaders, the men of these congregations, the young people of these congregations, to get them in the right direction? Because they're going to have to stand for the truth, because this country ain't going to get any better. It's going to get worse. What are we doing to prepare for them for now? The way this world is now. What are we doing to prepare for them? Because let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there's a climate change going on. It's not the global caps melting down, it's Christianity melting down from this country. It's getting smaller and smaller. We don't have to worry about the global caps melting down, destroying this world. What's going to destroy America is Christianity shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. That's where our struggle is going to be. God is disappearing from this world in our everyday living, from our schools, from our workplace, even from our homes. And that's a problem that we're struggling with. And if we don't take this seriously, then we don't start working towards finding the ways to make us grow, finding to spread the gospel out of there, this climate change is going to do nothing but get worse and worse and worse. You know, the good thing is, as Christians, we may dwindle down as Christians, and we may change, but God will never change. The great encouragement we have that it says here, heaven and earth will pass away. My word will never pass away. God will always be here for us. God will be here if we're able to do this school. God will be here for this congregation. But we will be the ones that choose to have the climate change in the street, the Christianity in. God will still be present in all this. So it's a great encouragement to me that no matter what we go through, the Lord is going to be there with us. That's great, great news and great encouragement. So what can we do about it? I tell you, what we can do about it is go back to Scripture. That's where I get all my answers that I need in life. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 21, reads this. Fix these words of mine on your hearts and minds, tie them as a symbol on your hand, and bind them on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talk about it with them when you sit down at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on your door frames of your house and on your gates, so that the days of your children may be many in the land of the Lord sworn to give for the forefathers, as many as these days that are in heaven above the earth. It's got to be about our everyday life. We can't go home and take these scriptures and go sit them down at the end of today and pick it back up on Wednesday nights or Sunday morning. We're going to have to do more. If we want to grow, we're going to have to do more. You know, I said before in my last lesson, we are in one of two places. We're moving towards God, or we're moving away from God. As a congregation, we're in one of two places, brothers and sisters. We're moving towards God, or we're moving away. Are we comfortable? Are you sitting down, or are you comfortable? Are you comfortable coming to church on Sunday morning and Wednesday night? If you are, that puts you in one of two places. If you're moving back. Because our relationship with God is a constant work that we need to work on daily. We need to be moving towards God. And as a congregation, we need to be moving towards God.
Amen.
So I see the changes in this world today, and I see that they're going to get no better. So we're going to have to get up and do some work.
Amen.
So that's what I'm excited about this, because this is where I've been faltering for years. I've been comfortable coming here in Dead Shield because this is such a lovely congregation. They make me feel at home. But I'm tired of being comfortable. We needed to move forward and do some things. And this is an idea that I have that I hopefully we're able as a congregation not only affect this congregation, but affect other congregations We're going to advertise it and out to the community, and it's something we're going to offer other churches because we want to spread the truth. So that's what we're going to talk about here shortly. Sunset International Bible Institute has an external study. So this is what we want to do. We want to start a school of biblical studies right here at SU. We want to do it right here in the satellite school in this building. By doing that, that leaves us a lot of options. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Starting in September is our goal date that we want to start this school in September of 2016. It gives us plenty of time to plan for it. We've been working on it already with the elders, the discussion of it. So we've already been working on this, but it gives us plenty of time to get it up and running and establish the school. The class will be held every other Tuesday. And why we're doing it every other Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30 is because I'm off. So I'll be here every other Tuesday with this. As we grow and get other people who can coordinate the school, because it's done through Sunset, it's easy to do, it's easy to lead the class, we'll expand and hopefully grow with this. But it'll be every other Tuesday. Anyone who wants to attend this class can attend this class. If you just want to study God's Word, it won't be no charge whatsoever. You can come to this class and participate. There'll be no charges on it. But we're going to have three levels of learning that you can achieve through this school. The first level of certification of basic Bible studies from Edge Hill School of Biblical Studies. We're going to have our own certificate that we're going to offer for this school. So you'll be able to, if you want to do that, you'll be able to have that certificate. The second level will be a certification advanced basic Bible study from Sunset. That is a recognized school throughout the Brotherhood. You'll be able to get an advanced certificate through them. The third level is a bachelor's degree that you're able to achieve through the school here, which is exciting. It's college course, bachelor's degree that we'll be able to offer right here to the people outside, to other congregations, even to ourselves. The first level certification is the certification of basic Bible studies, which we'll be offering for Edge Hill School of Biblical Studies. There'll be an application fee. And I talked to the elders, I don't want to have no burden on the finances of the church. The application fee is $25 to register for a class. We'll pay for all our materials that we'll utilize, copying, doing stuff like that. There is a $15 tuition fee per course that pays for the materials that we get from Sunset for the classes. And there's 40 courses there. The student must complete the study guide exercise. This will have a standard of learning because we're giving you a certificate to validate the school. There will be standards of learning requirements. So you'll see that there will be requirements to be able to get this certificate. There also will be some reading assignments to fulfill. So there's going to be some work you're going to get involved. You're not going to come to class and say, all right, I'm done. You're going to have to go home and carry and do some studying at home and do some little bit of work at home to continue that learning process. There will be a minimal amount of Bible verses that you'll need to memorize. The student is required to write them down or quote them. The student must pass two written tests, because we have a standard of learning to make sure that you're learning what we're teaching you. Two written tests, written exams for each course. Upon completion of the requirement of the 40 courses, the student will receive a certificate of basic Bible studies from Edge Hill School of Biblical Studies. The second level that we're offering will be advanced basic Bible study, and this will come from the Sunset. There's a one-time non-refundable fee with them, application fee of $25, which will go to Sunset School of Preaching. There's a $20 credit per hour course. Each course is 3 credit hours. It's $20 per credit hours, so you're looking at $60 per course. The student must attend and participate in the class's discussions. Missing more than two classes in each class, they're out of the class. But with us having a school here, if somebody needs to make up a class, then they can come to us and we can make that class up to them. So if you have some emergency come up, then with us controlling the school, we can make those classes up for you. Students must complete the study guide exercises. They may be also some reading assignments to it. That standard of learning requirements that we have, that this is all through Sunset, they set the standard. There will be a minimal amount of Bible verses to memorize. For this level, the student will quote them or write them out, one of the two. You see, our mirrors that so we can have that standard of learning as well. The student must pass two written exams. Bible history has three written exams in theirs. Upon completion of the 40 courses, the student will receive a certificate of basic Bible studies from Sunset, recognized school. You'll get that certificate. They all do offer, if you get a certificate or if you get a bachelor's degree or associate's degree, to graduate with a class up there if you want to go to Texas. You can go to their graduation and be a part of their graduation with that. The third level, bachelor's degree of biblical studies that you can get through here. A one-time, the non-refundable fee is the same. It's 25%, just like application to go to school, because this is college-level teaching that we're doing here. The tuition per course is $30 per credit hours. So you're looking at $90 for each course. This level of student is more demanding. The student will be required to do more memory verses, scriptures, conduct additional reading, including assignment courses and textbooks. We'll have the textbooks here for the class, but if you're going for the bachelor's degree, I highly suggest you buy the textbooks, because you're going to need them for when you are doing your research themes and evaluation papers. This is a college-rated course, so you'll have to do papers for this course. It's a bachelor's degree. So we'll have the textbooks in our library, but my suggestion would be buy the textbooks for yourself as well. What do we need to make this happen? I know this sounds like a lot. There's only a few things that we're going to need. There's some that are really, really important. We need board members, because what we're going to do is we're going to have a board. It's going to be between 3 to 7 board members for this. They will oversee the day-to-day operations of the school and make sure that it runs smoothly. But the elders will have oversight. That is a requirement for Sunset, and that's a requirement for here. They have complete oversight of the school, of how it's run. They'll make sure that we're doing everything by what Scripture tells us to do, and that should never change. So we need board members. We need a librarian or librarians to organize our library, because that's one of the requirements. We have a library, but it's not organized. But let me tell you my personal opinions with God speak. Since I brought it to the elders, Rick's family has donated books. And just Friday, I counted probably 50 to 100 books was donated by the neighbors for a library. So we got all kinds of books for the library. I say within the last couple of months, we've had a couple hundred books donated to the library. To me, that's telling me the Lord is speaking. My personal thing, He's speaking to them. But most of all, we need students. And that's what I'm going to do in the months to come, is I'm going out to these other congregations. I'm going to promote this. We're going to advertise for anybody who wants to take this course on the outside. And I'm also going to other churches outside here to say, we're offering this school. And with that opportunity, it gives us the opportunity to teach them the truth. Because we have control of this school, and we're going to use, and this is all we go by, God's Word. It's a great opportunity, I think, that we have. You know, Mark 16, 15 tells us, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The great commission, that is what we're supposed to be doing. All of us are supposed to be doing. It's not up to us or the elders, it's up to all of us to be able to be ready to answer to his word when somebody asks us or questions us that. So we need to go be able to preach the gospel to every creature. It's like I was saying earlier, we are in one or two places. We're moving forward towards God or we're moving away. And I think this is an opportunity that we can have, that we can spread the gospel, and all we can do is put it in the Lord's hand and see how he wants to handle it. I look at this world today and I see how we are getting further, this world, the country is getting further and further away from God. So I think this will be a tool that we can use, just like everything else that we've been seeing we had the other night. The Neighborhood Watch Program, it's all a tool that we can use to help spread the gospel, help work towards that. You know, we got a loving congregation, and that's why I had no fear to bring it to this congregation. We have a congregation that I have all the faith in the world. Y'all encourage me in so many ways each and every day, and I'm so blessed to be a part of this congregation, and that's why I was excited to bring it to this congregation, this idea, because we support one another. With that being said, you may be going through some struggles today, that you may be facing hard times spiritually. You may be facing hard times health-wise. But let me tell you, this is the congregation to be in, because there's so much love that is shared throughout this congregation that we don't face nothing alone. That's, y'all are my strength. So if you're struggling with something this morning, you have an opportunity to bring it to you in your petitions, as I say, to the elders of this congregation. Because it says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So there's an opportunity if you have any struggles whatsoever. Even if you're a new Christian, if you're new and you ain't even been a Christian yet, Baptist Street's fixed. My son Peter was here last week and worked on it to make sure it was good. So we know it's fixed and straight and ready to go. If you need to be baptized, we can take care of that. If you have any questions about what we're doing and where we're going with that, you can come up here and we'll ask you. If you have any questions of what God's Word says, we can ask them for you. So if there's anything that we can do for you, once we're down as we stand and sing.